Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, John Shelby. Batting second. The right fielder, Jim Dwyer. Batting third. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eddie Murray. Batting fifth. The left fielder, John Lowenstein. Batting sixth. The DH, Ken Singleton. Batting seventh. The catcher, Joe Nolan. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Todd Cruz. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Rich Dower. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Mike Flanagan. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Brett Butler. Batting second. The second baseman, Tony Bernazard. Batting third. The shortstop, Julio Franco. Batting fourth. The DH, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Pat Tabler. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Carmelo Castillo. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ron Hasse. Batting ninth. The left fielder, Otis Nixon. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bert Blyeven. And now, play ball. John Shelby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shelby strikes out. One out. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken takes first base on ball four. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blyeven fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dower scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bernazard moves to second. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a pop-up towards first. Murray settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler hits a fly ball into right field. Dwyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton strikes out. Two outs. Joe Nolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nolan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Dower settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Todd Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rich Dower is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cruz. The throw from Hassey and he is out, Franco applying the tag. One out. Rich Dower is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dower hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Shelby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shelby is 0 for 1 in the game. Shelby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0 for 1 in the game. Butler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bernazard strikes out. Two outs. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Franco hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 1 in the game. Thornton hits a fly ball into center field. Shelby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Dwyer strikes out. One out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Ripken hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0 for 1 in the game. Murray strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0 for 1 in the game. Tabler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cruz juggles the ball. That's an error on Cruz. Tabler moves to third. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Castillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dower fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Tabler scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 1-0, Indians. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hassey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0 for 1 in the game. Lowenstein strikes out. One out. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0 for 1 in the game. Singleton hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Butler. Singleton reaches second base with a double. Joe Nolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nolan is 0 for 1 in the game. Nolan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Todd Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cruz hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Butler. Cruz reaches second base with a double. Singleton scores. It's Orioles, 1, Indians, 1. Rich Dower is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dower is 0 for 1 in the game. Dower hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cruz scores. It's 2-1, Orioles. John Shelby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shelby is 0 for 2 in the game. Shelby hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Franco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0 for 1 in the game. Nixon takes first base on ball 4. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0 for 2 in the game. Butler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Nixon moves to second. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Nixon scores. Butler moves to third. It's Orioles, 2, Indians, 2. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Franco strikes out. One out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 2 in the game. Thornton hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Shelby. Thornton reaches second base with a double. Butler scores. There goes Bernazard trying to get to home. Lowenstein throws the ball into Ripken, who relays the ball to Nolan, who tags Bernazard, who came all the way from first, for the out. Thornton moves to third. Two outs. It's 3-2, Indians. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tabler hits a fly ball into right field. Dwyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 0 for 2 in the game. Dwyer hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Ripken hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Orioles, 3, Indians, 3. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0 for 2 in the game. Murray hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0 for 2 in the game. Lowenstein hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Murray moves to third. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Singleton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cruz fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 0-for-2 in the game. Castillo strikes out. Two outs. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hassey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Joe Nolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nolan is 0-for-2 in the game. Nolan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Todd Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Cruz hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Dower is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dower is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dower hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. John Shelby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shelby is 0-for-3 in the game. Shelby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Butler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dower scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Bernazard takes first base on ball 4. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bernazard. The throw from Nolan and he is safe. Bernazard steals second. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bernazard. The throw from Nolan and he is safe. Bernazard steals third. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Franco takes first base on ball 4. Dennis Martinez now pitching. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Thornton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bernazard scores. Franco moves to second. It's 4-3, Indians. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Nolan for a passed ball. Franco moves to third. Thornton moves to second. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tabler takes first base on ball 4. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jacoby hits a fly ball into center field. Shelby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Ernie Camacho now pitching. Mike Hargrove now playing first base. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 0 for 3 in the game. Dwyer hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Orioles 3. The Indians will come to bat. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 0 for 3 in the game. Castillo takes first base on ball 4. Tippy Martinez now pitching. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. One out. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hassey hits a pop-up towards short. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lowenstein hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Al Bumbry pinch runs for John Lowenstein. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Singleton hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Nolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nolan is 0 for 3 in the game. Nolan hits a fly ball into left field. Nixon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Roenick pinch hits for Todd Cruz. Gary Roenick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roenick hits a fly ball into left field. Nixon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 4, and Baltimore Orioles, 3. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.